Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to this draft. Blazers select 11th overall.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are they going to do?
So, Intel, if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see me checking my phone a lot today because it's, to be blunt, is the most active I've ever heard the NBA.
Oh.
Ever. In 15 years of doing this, I've never heard of, not even just around the draft, but just general noise, discussion, transactions, trade possibilities. There is some stuff that I've heard that is absolutely wild. And because of what I've seen transpire over the last week and discussions that I've heard, I'm like, well, as nuts as that sounds. Okay.
Well, there was this thinking, and you and I have gone back and forth on this a few times, that because of the new salary cap and the first apron and the second apron, draft picks and young talent are extremely valuable.
Yes, and nailing them is even more important now.
So there was this line of thinking that you don't trade your picks because you need young talent. But when you look at the way that the league has kind of shaped out, and you have these teams that they have loaded contracts and they're in the first apron and second apron, and then you have teams that aren't even close to it, but need talented players that are veterans, that does lead to a lot more action with first-round draft picks.
And you also have 13 teams in the East now who are like, why not us? Because Indiana's without Halley, Milwaukee's without Dame, Boston is without Tatum, and now without Drew and Kristaps.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta makes a move for Kristaps because, like, look at Atlanta's roster, what their potential starting lineup could be. Trae Young.
Yeah.
Dyson Daniels, Zachary Risese, Jalen Johnson, Kristaps Porzingis.
It's pretty good.
That's a really good, really long, really athletic lineup. Like, Trey's tiny, so let's put a 6'7", maybe one of the best defensive players in the entire NBA, to guard alongside him.
Yeah.
Zachary Risese, the number one overall pick last year, who really started to kind of put some things together. Jalen Johnson would have been an all-star had he not hurt his shoulder before the all-star break.
See, and there's my question about them. Who can you trust in there?
Well, I mean, I think Jalen's going to be an absolute stud in the league.
Okay, like, but he's already gotten hurt.
Yes.
Trae Young, not
tiny,
trustworthy.
Kristaps' body is...
Kristaps Porzingis always hurt.
Yeah.
Dyson Daniels, incredible defender.
But offensively limited.
Very limited. And then Risese, yeah, he flashed some stuff. Yeah. And he was a high pick. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could pan out, but you don't trust it yet.
But look at
you sit there and you say,
why not?
Together, why not?
Let's say Jalen continues to develop, stays healthy. It was a one little blip. Let's say you get 65 games out of Kristaps, and you also have, he may be coming off the bench for them because Onyeka Okongwu might end up being their starter.
And then is Clint Capela still on that team?
He will not be there going forward.
All right.
I'll just say that.
Right. And so their bench is Caris LeVert,
who I've heard that they're interested in re-signing. But the Hawks were a team that at pick 13 were, before moving up or trading for Kristaps, were trying to package some stuff together to move up high enough to draft Kamal Malawach. I think getting Kristaps probably takes them out of that. They said, hey, maybe it's too rich to get up there, but I'll tell you from picks 3 through 10, every single team I have heard a trade discussion, trade up, trade back. Actually, there was a trade up discussion for the Sixers. but 3 through 10, trade up, trade back, trade out. I've heard discussions for literally every single team in that group.
We did this exercise like, what, 2 weeks ago about we had 5 mock drafts and 5 different players going to Portland.
It's down to 2.
It is down to 2. It seems like it's Kasparis Iachachonis and Carter Bryant. Mm-hmm. Those 2 guys. With all of this buzz about moves being made, you could see teams that also like those 2 guys jump Portland. If those 2 guys, if one of those 2 aren't there, what does Portland do?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, I think they do have some other guys there. There has been a mild shift. I shouldn't say mild shift there because he's been mocked there before. One mock draft, ESPN does have Noah Senge now going to Portland as of this morning. That could be a intel change. Look, we've talked before about Mike Schmitz's previous history at Draft Express and at ESPN. He had obviously worked for Jonathan Givony for years at Draft Express. Givony and Wu, the 2 guys who do the mocks for ESPN, they are nails at picks. But I think this is going to be a year where even their best intel is going to get disrupted because you're going to have teams that are moving back. There are the teams that are moving up. And when that happens, all of a sudden the order just gets rearranged. Mm-hmm. And this isn't to say that they don't know what they're talking about. I just think that it's going to be... There's going to be some stuff that pops up. Like there's stuff around Ace Bailey. There is stuff around every team from 3 through 10 about trading up, back, out, around. There are teams that are trading for players and getting out of picks. The Oklahoma City Thunder have picks that they can't roster currently right now. The Brooklyn Nets, as a part of that Porzingis trade, got a 5th first round pick in this draft. If you don't think the Nets aren't loading up to make a move for something, you're crazy. So, yeah, there's going to be some stuff that's happening. And while we do have more clarity, I think, on probably the top 8 players as far as a mild consensus, who they go to and where they go is going to be really interesting. There are 3 players currently right now in Derek Queen, Trey Johnson, and Jeremiah Fears, where if they do not go 5, 6, 7, you could see all 3 fall quite a bit because of... I think you could probably toss Colin Murray Boyles in there because he has teams that love him, but his fit questions is something that is around the NBA right now. And it's going to be very interesting to see kind of how those things slot themselves out. And then you have teams like the Spurs and the Thunder who have these just bevy of assets and riches and the ability to go do things. It is a widely known quote-unquote secret that the Oklahoma City Thunder are looking for a big in the draft because Isaiah Hartenstein is the first player they're going to let go of going forward because he's a luxury ad because of his contract. Remember, he could stay with the Knicks, but the Knicks couldn't pay him to keep him, which is why he took the bigger short-term deal in OKC. Well, over the next 2 years, his money is going to become pretty prohibitive. And if they don't have, like, if you look at their roster right now, while they have the Cason Wallaces and the Kenriches and the Isaiah Joes and the Wigginses and all the Nikola Topic, what do they not have on the rest of the roster? They don't have any bigs. And they've got to find a way to supplement that one way or the other. So they consolidate some of their draft capital to try to, let's say it's Portland. Let's say that
they have 14 and 24 right now.
Let's say that at 11. And they're worried about 12 and 13. Now, I would have wondered about them doing this more intently before Atlanta makes the move for Kristaps because they are also looking for a big. But let's say that they want to make sure that Chicago doesn't take the big that they want because Chicago is in the market for at least a big, right? And they want to get in front of Chicago. Is Portland comfortable going that Oklahoma City is 100% going to take a big? And if Kasparis is on the board, Chicago is 100% going to take Kasparis. For those that don't know, Arturis Karsanovas is their general manager, Lithuanian. Kasparis, Lithuanian. There's plenty of ties there. Although we saw this backfire with Vlade and Luka, so we'll see how that goes. But Blazers move from 11 back to 14 and 24. Maybe they do take one guy and they trade the later pick with some other draft capital or another young asset and do exactly what they did last year with Denny Avia and go get a player in Donovan and then trade for Denny.
In that scenario too, would it be would it be crazy if Oklahoma City is trying to make that move to get Chicago on the horn and be like, hey, we'll flip 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Unlock our picks moving forward.
Well, for Portland?
For Portland.
Yeah.
Because of the Chicago Bulls, because of Neil O'Shea, still cannot trade a first-round pick until 2028 or a draft day trade because of the pick swap that they have protections with Chicago.
In the very unlikely event that both Kasparis and Carter are on the board at 11,
mm-hmm.
do you do that? Because I think
I would.
Oh, no. I'm saying if you're Chicago, you're sitting there and the intel's telling you that the Blazers really like Carter. Let them take Carter. Well, Kasparis will fall to us. Can the Blazers look at him and go, look, we really like KJ.
Mm-hmm.
And we are prepared to take him. If you want him, unlock the protections and you can have him.
Yep.
You can have him.
That is a good bargaining chip moving forward.
It's not a bad position to be, and you wipe your hands of it, and you're done with that, and you unlock your draft capital going forward.
No doubt about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.